9:20, and I'd like to call this meeting to order. Jerry, please do the roll call.
Chairman DeLong.
Here.
Deputy Chair Corcoran.
Here.
Legislator Criswell.
Here.
Legislator Peretti.
Here.
Legislator Waro.
Here.
Legislator Donnelly.
Here.
All right, well, thank you all for coming. I'd like to, Jamie, if you'd like to give us an update on SUNY Ulster.
Absolutely. So we're still tracking, you know, all of the state aid reductions across the board to figure out exactly what's needed for us. Our budget is going to go to our board this month, and then it'll be up for the county next month for review. You know, the county's in the same situation and trying to figure out exactly what the state aid cuts are going to look like. We're all keeping our eyes tuned with the Division of Budget will release within the next probably week or so for the fourth quarter payment adjustment. So we're all keeping a close eye on that to see what that will mean and where we're tracking kind of for current year end. I will say, you know, we've been controlling spending across the board throughout the entire campus, anticipating a reduction on that fourth quarter. But I think we are in shape given a potential cut. Again, we don't know the magnitude of the cut. So if we're looking at something in excess of, you know, 30 to 50% of a cut on a fourth quarter payment, we're going to have some serious talks on campus about what we're looking to do. But I think at this point, we've really reduced our spending. Everybody's been really helping to try to do anything they can to say, can we put off expenses that we don't need right now to move to next year? So we're really tracking all of that closely. And budget-wise, like I said, we're in the final kind of review process to make sure we get it to a balanced budget within the next couple of weeks. So it's been difficult. It's definitely a difficult budget season for everybody, but we're going to get through it. And I think us as a county, we are really well put in terms of our, you know, we have a strong fund balance. We have a really strong academic side of the house. So we're really looking to make improvements and figure out what we can do to really position ourselves for the next, you know, next 10 to 20 years.
Great. Well, thank you. That's appreciated.
Absolutely.
Are any questions of Jamie?
Yep. Jim?
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah, I have a question.
See you next month. Yes.
I think Dave had a question.
Yeah, I have a question.
Yep.
Yes.
Yeah, what are, right now, what have been the, you know, registration for the fall?
For our fall numbers right now are down. In terms of budget, we're projecting an overall about 5 to 10% reduction. Our summer numbers actually came up a lot. So we're actually over our last year summer projections. So what we think is happening, a lot of students who maybe did some online coursework this past semester are now looking to say, hey, I think I can actually do this. So our summer enrollment numbers have rebounded and are actually above what we were at for last year at this point. Fall is still lagging. We are still tracking a reduction on fall. Budgetarily, though, we think we're going to come in about 5%, and we think it's going to be a shift from full-time to part-time. We think we're going to have a higher part-time enrollment cohort than typical for our fall semester.
Great. All right, thank you, Jamie.
Absolutely.
So, Jamie, since there are so many unknowns right now, are you considering extending the registration period for fall?
Yeah, so we're evaluating everything. We're doing really ramping up all of our summer enrollment initiatives, all of our everything that we can do to get more students in-house ready to register. So we're looking at everything to see what can be done to provide the most flexibility to the students. We think a lot of students are frankly just waiting to see what's going to happen. You know, if you look at the 4 years with the dorms and even the 2 years with the dorms, I think a lot of people who typically would go that direction are going to be looking for other alternatives. We're absolutely trying everything we can to really capture those people who might be thinking, let me stay home a little bit longer.
Right. All right.
Let me, yeah, one other, the nursing program, has that reduced in the number that have applied for the fall?
So we haven't seen a big drop-off in our nursing program. Our nursing program is always a top-notch program. We always have a lot of people trying to get into that program. So we're really looking at that program. It's going to be, I think, next year we might have over-enrollment again in that program.
Great.
Okay, thank you, Jamie.
Thank you.
All Thanks, David. Are there any other questions?
Legislator Criswell is waving his hand. I don't know if you can see that.
Okay. No.
Hi. I just had a quick question, Jamie, about current online programs. How are they going?
So the current online programs have been relatively strong. I think what we've done this semester is taken our in-class programming and really pushed it to an online module. I don't want people to confuse that with your full online coursework. And we're really taking all of our courses that have already been developed as an online course, really ramping them up in case we get into a fall situation where we cannot be face-to-face, so that we have more opportunities for more online course offerings. So we've taken all of the work that our faculty have really done an amazing job this semester in pushing to an online module, taking all of that work and saying, what can we now build upon from there to make a full online program or online coursework? So we're absolutely expanding that, and we're running, frankly, all of the scenarios. So we need to be able to be prepared if we can't come back in the fall to face-to-face, if we're in a situation where we have to do more hybrid or blended coursework, where students are in class for sometimes, online for the other components, and what we can do to make sure that we're still, if we have to still be socially distancing, that we're adhering to all of those requirements.
That's great. Thank you so much.
Absolutely.
All right, then. Thank you, Jamie.
Thank you, everybody.
We don't normally allow for public comment, but tonight we have, I believe it's five individuals that are going to make two-minute presentations. And so, Jay, I'll ask that you begin that process. Again, this is a working group. This is a committee work group. It's not a legislative session. It's not a back and forth, but we'll certainly listen to the following comments. So, Jay?
So, first up, I see Ms. Farr. Let me just unmute you unless you are quicker than me. You were.
Hi, everyone. Sorry, I'm having a little lag here. I'm sorry. So I just wanted to say thank you to everybody for letting me have a moment to speak today. I just wanted to take a moment just to say thank you for all the work that you've been doing to provide Ulster County with strong leadership as we're all dealing with the COVID-19 crisis. Thank you for doing that. I did just want to come today to reiterate and emphasize the importance of continued support for cultural programming in Ulster County. We all know that many industries are going to be facing unprecedented challenges as we move forward, but the industry of art, culture, education, and community programming has been dealt some really shattering blows in the past few months, and now more than ever, we need to create hope for the future. Cultural organizations provide our community with important resources, and they're also a cornerstone of what makes our county strong. And we need to foster the development of our creative communities, and we can do so by working to protect programming. I know there are a lot of tough choices that are going to be coming up, but I do think that it's very important for us to defend what we know our communities cannot stand to lose. I hope that we come out on the other side of this pandemic, this crisis, this incredible moment in history, with our cherished community organizations, and we continue to have the services they provide. They're critical, they're vital, and we need them to be able to continue to move forward. Thank you.
Thank you.
And if we could have next Ms. Marston Reed.
Hi, everybody. This is Linda Marston Reed. I just want to thank you again. It's an unbelievable time, and I think that we're all aware of the critical issues that are hitting Ulster County during this pandemic, but I really feel strongly that we have to guard the arts and cultural scene that we have all been building together over the years. And I know anybody who lives or has been in Kingston has seen the traffic jam on Broadway when UPAC has one of their sold-out shows. So this is, you know, everybody knows about UPAC. It is a major Ulster County attraction, and it brings in cultural tourism that benefits residents as well as local businesses. And I know sometimes I hear that UPAC, you know, I hear people talk about UPAC has a large budget and they can do without funding, but I think everybody needs to consider the expense of operating such an enterprise such as this. The ticket prices only pay for a portion of the cost of running the theater, which provides good jobs to more than 20 local residents. The presence of UPAC also is, it benefits local businesses in the Midtown area that are small, and it also acts, more importantly, I think, as an anchor incubator. It encourages people to make an investment when they come and they see that theater here. But it's not all about people that come from external areas to Kingston to enjoy UPAC. UPAC also presents, they allow their students, our students here, to do an annual performance of the Nutcracker. And this is really important because it allows those kids to perform next to professional dancers. So that doesn't often happen. It also provides these cultural programs for youth, such as Black Violin, which is a hip-hop version of classical instruments, encouraging local youth to explore music, or Step Africa is another program for dance and performance. Many of these performances are offered free to youth from low to middle-income families, and the tickets are distributed throughout multiple area nonprofits. And these are the kind of things that make our local community happy and grateful and loving living in Kingston. So I really hope that we can think about this venerable and treasured place of culture, learning, inspiration, and connection, and look towards better days coming ahead. Thank you again for allowing me to speak.
Thank you. Mr. Silva, would you like to go next, please?
Yeah, sure, thanks. Hi, everybody. I actually usually come to this meeting once a year, so I guess this is that time. I want to thank you for inviting me. I do absolutely recognize the struggle the county and everyone in the world is going through to make ends meet. I want to thank Peter Criswell for his support and for getting me the recording of your last meeting. Let me give you a little history. In 06, the Bar of One was approached by the UPAC board about taking over the building because it was going bankrupt. We did a very complete study of the building. It was a mess when we took it over, but we recognized the potential huge benefit it had for the community, the city of Kingston, and for the Bar de Bond. So despite the challenges, we took over, we raised over $10 million, restored, preserved UPAC for future generations to come. We increased attendance at the venue from under 10,000 people a year to over 60,000. 10,000 of those are children, mostly from low-income families. But UPAC actually serves everyone, city folks, rural families, tourists. After listening to many of the misstatements made about UPAC at your last meeting, I just need to clarify. We are not a rich organization or a luxury item. We are an anchor and an economic engine for Ulster County. We do not have 300 employees. We have 21 full-time people. 15 of them are currently furloughed, working 1 or 2 days a week to maintain their health insurance premiums. I do not make $120,000 a year. I wish I did. I make under $100,000. Our $3.6 million annual budget is 50% box office earned, 50% from very hard to find annual donations. That means $1.8 million we have to raise every year. We receive $200,000 a year from 1,800 member households, but that accounts for less than 10% of our donations. And unlike the odd comparison that was made to the MAC gym membership, we actually directly benefit the community we serve. Our annual impact in Ulster County is nearly $3 million, and that doesn't include our payroll, artist fees, or box office. That's millions of dollars being spent filling every restaurant in Kingston 50 times a year, hotel stays, gas stations, bars, etc. 10 years ago, we co-founded the Midtown Arts District, which is actively helping to transform the perception and reality of Midtown Kingston. We collaborate and have for years with the city, the school district, the library, Radio Kingston, Woodstock Film Festival, Ulster BOCES, Kingston Kids, Harambe, Center for Creative Education, O Positive. Then last year, we began an intern program with the Restorative Justice Center, which has been stopped dead by the COVID. We annually admit thousands of low-income families to for free to all of our events, and we also put great artists into schools, as Linda mentioned. As a result of COVID, we've been closed since March 13. We project a $1.5 million budget revenue shortfall in 2020, another million or more in 2021. The $25,000 annual grant at the county's request has always gone towards helping to pay the $50,000 annual UPAC utility expense, gas and electric. That annual utility expense continues despite the COVID closing of UPAC. The $25,000 is the second largest direct grant to UPAC that we receive. So cutting county support for UPAC puts us in danger, along with all the people we collaborate with that I just mentioned, and all who benefit economically, educationally, artistically from our work. We do not have a reserve fund. I urge you to make your cuts with a scalpel, not a chainsaw, because when the county finally does reopen, as the previous speakers have mentioned, we want to have UPAC and a lot of other arts organizations there, strong and ready to continue to serve the community. Thanks so much.
Great, thank you. I'm going to just call you Richard because I don't want to butcher your last name. If you don't mind saying it for us, so that'd be great.
Well, I hope I'm the Richard that you're referring to.
It's you.
I want to thank the committee for allowing us to speak, even though it's not normally done. But this is an incredibly important time. And in these incredibly challenging times, we try to assess the community's most pressing needs. Survival, of course, is first. Food, medical care, secure housing, and our jobs are uppermost in our minds. And you know, it's like we're hunkered down in bomb shelters, almost of a surreal war with a virus. We're reduced to approximating our old lives with virtual substitutes, and we miss the open human contact and the fullness of our cultural lives. Surely we wonder what the world will be like when we emerge and begin to rebuild our lives and our economy. So much of what is familiar to us is in danger of not being there anymore. Factories, stores, services, goods, restaurants, theaters, galleries, and most sadly, friends and family members. How will we celebrate life if the fruits of our vibrant culture have dried up? If there are no longer venues like UPAC and ASK and organizations like MAD and O Positive that bring music, comedy, drama, dance, poetry, painting, pottery, and community arts education. The standard funding from foundations is on hold. Government support is now more important than ever. We need to depend on each other just to keep these organizations alive. We appeal to the county legislature to continue funding for the of arts organizations to ensure and venues to ensure that we have something to look forward to when we come out of this war. Every dollar counts in these desperate times to ensure we have a vibrant county to come back to. Thank you for your consideration.
Thank you. And then last on our list of speakers is Miss Lynn Woods. I think you just came on.
Oh, sorry.
I think we were in a muting battle. That's my fault.
Can you hear me now?
Yep, you're all set.
Okay. In 2007, Business Week listed Kingston as one of the top 10 cities that are the best places for artists in the U.S., the only small municipality to make the list, which included such large metro areas as New York City and L.A. Since then, Kingston and the surrounding communities in Ulster County have only increased their appeal for artists of all types. The area has an abundance of arts-related businesses, institutions, festivals and events, lofts for living and working, and educational programs. In fact, the arts comprise an entire ecosystem and are woven into the economic lifeblood of the region, essential not only to the quality of life and tourism, but also business. Kingston alone has more than 90 small businesses that employ artists, be they visual designers, fabricators, musicians, film producers, artisans, etc. Many local businesses hire trained artists, providing jobs to local youth. Former high school art students in the county have found jobs at companies such as Timely Signs, Workshop Art Fabrication, R&F Handmade Paint, Bailey Pottery, and many, many others. Kingston's Midtown Arts District, which was founded by several arts-related business owners working with city officials, not only supports educational initiatives such as The Draw, in which professional artists are paid to host local workshops, and PUG, which provides arts-related internships to high school students, but also strengthens the community. Last year's celebration of the Arts Expo, held at the SUNY Satellite Campus in Midtown Kingston, brought together people of all colors and ages to make musical instruments, create collages, or learn or engage in some other arts activity. The huge turnout at that event was a tribute to Matt's success at leveraging the arts to bring people together and experience more joy in their community. The county's arts institutions, such as the Dorsky Museum and Women's Studio Workshop, are also an important part of the economic and cultural fabric of the region, providing employment, raising cultural awareness, and attracting visitors. The arts were the center of Kingston's first African-American festival, held last August, and the arts are central as well to the city's O Positive Festival, which brings thousands to the city, and whose murals were a very visible symbol of centrality of the arts to the city's prosperity. Indeed, the 2014 study by the Center for Research, Regional Education Outreach at SUNY New Paltz found that the arts accounted for $468 million in revenues in the eight counties of the Hudson Valley. The study found that the arts accounted for nearly 5,000 jobs. Indeed, the arts are essential to the health of the entire state, which ranks second in the U.S. in the amount of arts and cultural value added to the economy, according to a 2016 study by the U.S. Bureau of Economic Analysis and National Endowment for the Arts. Statewide, the cultural sector accounts for nearly 8% of the value added to the state economy, which is greater than that contributed by the retail, construction, and transportation sectors. The value of the arts, however, can't be measured in mere dollars. Learning about art and how to be an artist, looking at art, thinking about art, talking about art, also teaches people how to think creatively, which now more than ever is critical to solving the nation's problems. Thank you.
Thank you. Chairman DeLon, that was everyone you had signed up for public comment.
Resolutions. Resolution number 140, authorizing the chair of the Ulster County Legislature to enter into agreement with Imagine Better, Inc., DBA, Don't Be a Monster, with the 2020 appropriation. Do I have a motion?
I'll move that.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right. That passes. Thank you. Resolution number 143, authorizing the chair of the Ulster County Legislature to execute an agreement with Ulster Performing Arts Center for the 2020 appropriation. I have a motion.
I'll move it.
All right. All in favor?
Hey, man, I have some comments, if I might.
Absolutely.
I mean, I heard all the wonderful comments, but they're closed. They're not open. Maybe not for the foreseeable future. We're donating money to them. To me, it'd be like buying tickets to the Yankee game and they're not playing. It's wonderful. But they're not open. I'm interested in funding real human services contracts. You know, what about Family of Woodstock? What about the Hodge Center? What about the Darmstadt Shelter? What about real people suffering out here? Yeah, I get it. You know how many businesses like I am are closed? They're not running to the county to give them a stipend so they can survive. There's something inherently wrong, and actually, it's like an unmitigated goal to come in when the county could be in serious financial problem. The state may be, you know, not open, and to say, give me $20,000 or $25,000 just because we're wonderful and we're good. Times change, and I find it startling that we don't seem to have the ability to focus on that simple fact. They're not open. They furloughed their employees. It's not like they're running through their payroll. It's not like we're saying they're going out of business. They're wonderful. And all I'm going to say in comment is, anybody really cares, read the IRS 990 form. And you'll find a different picture sometimes of the money that's coming in and how much the leadership is getting paid. I'm a no.
Thank you. Okay. All in favor of this resolution?
Aye.
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 All right. Thank you. Resolution 181, authorizing additional funding for capital project number 528, Veterans Cemetery, to meet the environmental and permitting requirements, Veterans Service Agency. Have a motion?
I'll move it.
All right. Second?
Second.
All right. Thank you. All in favor? Aye.
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 Any opposed? There being none, that resolution passes. All right. Any new business? There being none, any old business?
Move to adjourn.
Thank you. Second?
I'll second it.
All right. Well, thank you all for being here, and we'll see you soon.
Thanks.
Thank you.